Good morning. So what I can do today for a little while is go over, having finished Simon Pesayin on the list, so I just want to go over, we already had one Chazor Shion, like in the beginning, right, on the introductory material, so we'll move from there, and just to kind of quickly go over the things in the Simon Bez Hashem tomorrow, we'll move on to Simon Pekas. I left the Marmar Kalah, I have to email to you still, but we'll do that, but I left the packet for Simon Pekas by the Mokom. So after Shia today, and tomorrow you can use that to prepare. Okay, and I will email to you that right after Shia. So I guess what we were, we'll start, I guess, with really Simon Bayes, Asif Bayes, rather. Okay. The Shulchan Aruch says, G'dil avdaf, g'dua din shor, sev eiz, v'lo shon v'cholov, v'lo shon v'cholov acheres, that when it says Lo Sivasha Gedi B'Chalim, it doesn't only mean that type of species called the Gedi. We find a couple of times in Chumash Gedi Izim, right? Gedi Izim. So, but it doesn't only mean a Gedi; it means other types of animals too, including Chaya, and including not only animals but actually including Oaf as well. The Bsar Oaf, that's in the next Sif and Sif Gimel, that there's also an Isser with Bsar Oaf. That was mentioned in Machokas in the Mishnah. Bekiva held the Bsar Chaya and Oaf in Cholov is not also in the Torah. Okay, Gedi includes other animals, but other animals of that category. Okay, other behemoths. Gedi is a behemoth, so it includes other behemoths, not limited to Gedi, but you don't extend it to a Chaya, which is a non-domestic animal, you don't extend it to an Oaf. That's what Bekiva holds, but he says Midrabanan is an Isser. And then Rabbi Yossi Aglili says Bsar Chaya and Cholov, he disagrees about Chaya. He says, no, Bsar Chaya and Cholov is also in the Torah. Okay, we don't make that distinction because the concept of Chalev Eim applies, right? Produces milk and so on. However, he holds Oaf is Mutter even Drabbanan. And Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds that poultry and milk is not even also Drabbanan. Not only is it not included in the Torah, it's not even also Drabbanan. In fact, the Gemara says that in his community, well, he was the rabbi. That's exactly what they followed. And the Gemara praised them for that. That's considered a proper behavior. Later on, his opinion was outvoted, so we don't have that today. But at the one point, in his community, they ate Bsar Oaf with Cholov because he held it not even Mutter, not even Rosh Darbonic, because the whole concept of Chalev Imo, which, birds don't produce milk, so the whole concept doesn't apply. Therefore, it's completely out of the discussion. Then we said that maybe there's a third Shita. Okay, the Balei Tosfos point out, some Rishonim, other Rishonim don't to learn like that, but some Rishonim learn that there's a third Shita, and that holds the Bsar Oaf is even Osim Midoraisa. So, Lahalacha, most people assume, again, that's a question. Tosfos said like that, others don't have that. It's a matter of being Medayik in the language of the Mishnah, where there is what I called at the time the Phantom Shita, you know, there's the other Shita that Bsar Oaf is Osim in a Torah. Some hold like that. The Tosfos brings it, Rosh brings it. Lahalacha, most folks can assume that the Isser to eat Bsar Oaf is midrabanan. Most supposed to eat is midrabanan, even if it was cooked together. Okay, even if it was cooked together. Nonetheless, it's only isur midrabanan to eat it. Okay, and it's mutter bahanon. That's what Shulchan Aruch said actually in the Sif Aleph. Shulchan Aruch said that anything which is asim in that midrabanan, right? That's the language of Ramo. V'chol bos v'chol jirasim in that Torah mutter bahanon. Right? There's no isur hanon. It's a mutter bahanon. Okay. In other words, you can sell it to a goy, you can give it to your pet, whatever the other type of hano you can come up with. So that's in terms of Bsar Oaf Bachila is Drabonan, and I'm sorry, Bsar Oaf is also Bachila Drabonan, and it's totally Mutter Bahano. As far as Bishul is concerned, so that we said was a Macholket. Where the Isser of Bishul is some of Machmed at Drabonan, you shouldn't be involved in Bishul either, maybe it's because of Marasai, and other people are lenient about that. According to the Tosas and some Rishonim, they have this other Shita. This phantom shita that there's nisim daraisa, at least according to the Tanakama, and some paskin like that. I think we had the Marshal actually paskins that it's usur midaraisa, and therefore the isur bishul and isur avonah is fully in effect. Okay, again we paskin all the isur chilas on drabon, it's mutar bahano, and the bishul is machlokas, and there's a number of most people I think are makil about it. We also pointed out what seems to be a stira in the words of the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Macholos Asuras says pretty openly that Chaya and Oaf Drabonan. We learned in Hilchos Mamrim. Remember, the Rambam gave that as an example. The Rambam was talking in Hilchos Mamrim about why the Chachamim are permitted to add That's something to the Torah. Isn't it a problem of Baal Tosif? So he said, it's not Baal Tosif so long as they indicate clearly that it's not Daraisa. The Rambam says that if somebody will come and say that Psarof is also Daraisa, so that would not be Baal Tosif. Because it's not, that it's included on the Gedi. We don't hold like that. But otherwise, if they make it clear it's only Darabonim, so then... but it seems to be a steer about Chaya, the different Terutzim. He really meant what he said in the Machalos Asuras, and that's just to give an example over there. And just be aware that Rambam, Perek Beis, and Hilchos Mamrim in Halacha Tes. I'm sorry, Perek. Perek Beis Halacha Tes. Yeah. Okay. As far as a Bisar, what about the meat of a behemah Tumeya in milk that's a Tahar or the opposite? That's the next tip. Okay, you have meat that's a non-kosher animal, and it's mixed with milk from a kosher animal, or the reverse. Milk from a non-kosher animal, it's milk mixed with meat. So we indicate the halacha is that it's mutter to cook, and even to get benefit from it. Okay, of course it's also to eat, because again, you're not allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to eat it or drink it independently of basar chalav. It's not a basar chalav problem, it's a problem that the tamei meat or the tamei milk is also in its own right. However, it mentions that again, marzayin comes up that it's not proper to cook it because of marzayin. So we assume that there's no bas b'cholav, even the rabbanon, if you eat b'sar tamei in cholav tahora or b'sar tahora cholav tamei, there's no bas b'cholav issue whatsoever, not even with rabbanon. Okay, it's also, as we say, because of the treif ingredients. Okay, it's also in HaTorah. Now, we only point out, some point out that no, there's an Issa Drabbanon. What do you mean Issa Drabbanon? It's also Midoraisa. How do you have an Issa Drabbanon that is imposed on Psar Behemoth Tahora in milk that's from a Behemoth Tomeo? Or the other round, Psar Behemoth Tomeo in milk from a Torah. What do you mean Issa Drabbanon? It's also Doraisa to eat it because it's non kosher meat or it's non kosher milk. It's also to drink it, Midoraisa. So where does the Drabbanon come in? That's what many assume. No, there's no Drabbanon, nothing to talk about. However, some part, I think we said the Bach, other posts can say, no, there is a difference because there are certain dinim, for example, Chaticha Nasas Tavela, okay, and Chaticha Liskabi, there are certain dinim that apply al Tzbos Recholov, okay, so as a result of that, if you hold, that's some want to say, if you hold that it's a matter of Bos Recholov Drabon also, so then that will impact the application of Chaticha Nasa Devela, if you don't say it's Chaticha Nasa Devela, but Shari Surim, right? But we do say Babas Chalav, so that it would apply over here, Drabbanon. In other words, there is a halachic, I don't want to use the word benefit exactly, but halachic result of saying that it's also Drabbanon al Tzbos Chalav. In other words, because that brings you in to Chaticha Nasa Devela, Chaticha Liskabi, certain chumers by Babas Chalav. So these will come in on the Drabbanon level according to those authorities. Okay? So there is a toeles, there is some result in saying it's Rabbanon, even though the Yisra Me'achil, of course, is the Raisa. Then we discussed the application. Do you say that there's an Yisra Hanok, can be Chal, an Yisra Achil, and so on, Yisra Chal. Yisra, we talked a little bit, we mentioned the so-called Nekuda Niflo from the Rambam, right? The Rambam in the Perish HaMishnayis has what he calls a Nekuda Niflo, and he says Yisra Hanok is not separate, is not considered Yisra Mosif on top of Yisra Achil. Okay? With regards to the Basar B'Cholav, we have a rule that generally ain't Isur Chal Isur, but when we gave numerous examples, if it's adding on or it's more expansive, it adds in terms of number, it adds in terms of who it applies to, and what case it applies, and so on, then we can say if something new comes in, then Isur Chal Isur. If it's the exact same thing, then ain't Isur Chal Isur. So the Rambam is of the opinion that Isur Hanoa does not come on top of an Isur Achila. Isur Hanoa is not considered an Isur Mosif. Certainly not an Isra Kola, an Isra Achila, because Bas B'Cholav, the whole Isra Hanoa, in effect, flows from the Isra Achila. The Isra Hanoa and Isra Achila are intertwined. Not so, for example, let's say by Avodah Zorah, by other things which start off as an Isra Hanoa, right? The Nalan Hanoa from Avodah Zorah, Isra by Kochim and so on. The Isra Achila comes from there, but that's not the case by Bas B'Cholav, and that's the Rambam, the Nekudah Niflo. Now, as a result of this, there's an interesting question. Okay, what do we do if you have something which is Bsar Nevela? Okay, so Bsar Nevela, you're not allowed to eat the milk, obviously. You're not allowed to eat without milk. So if you eat it mixed with milk, is there also, obviously it's also Bsar Nevela, but Bsar Nevela is Mutter B'Hanah. Okay, there's no isra hanoa by non-kosher meat. You're allowed to sell it to a goy and give it as a present or whatever, feed it to your pet. There's no problem with it. There's no isra hanoa by b'sar nevela. Only isra hanoa by b'sar b'cholot. So let's say I have a mixture. I have nevela cooked in some nevela meat, cooked in milk. So obviously you're not allowed to eat it, but maybe it should be mutter. The question is it mutter b'hanoa? Because if we hold the isra hanoa simply as an extension of isra achila, okay, well, there is no isra achila here. Right? There is no Isra Achila. The Isra Achila of Nevela meat and milk is Nevela meat. Right? So there is no Basa Mecholov Isra here. So the question is now, is there also an Isra Hana, Bsar Nevela mixed with milk? Is there also an Isra Hana? Again, Isra Hana will not be a result of the Isra of Nevela because Isra Hana doesn't carry with it an Isra Hana. Isra Hana is only in Basa Mecholov. The question is, what's being added in effect is an Isra Hanoa, right? The Isra Moser, the new Isra that could conceivably come into the mix is now, in addition to being Misar Nevela, it's also Basar B'Cholot. But according to the Nekudah Neflah, perhaps, okay, that the Isra Hanoa and the Isra Achila are not separate, so then it's you're not adding it. There would not be a new Isra Hanoa. Okay, the Isra Hanoa is only a function of Isra Achila, so therefore, and since there's no Isra Achila here, it's Basar B'Cholot, okay, and Isra Chalisis, there would not be any Isra Hanoa. Okay, and based on that, we saw, I think, the dog Mervov and others in Afkamina. All right, can you serve, let's say, dog food? Okay? Let's say dog food. Okay, dog food is Bsar Nevela. Then you use kosher shechted meat for dog food. Because can you feed your dog, your pet, can you feed Bsar Nevela, Basar Cholov? Right? I mean, I don't have no expertise in dog food, but I think that some of the dog foods it's meat. It is meat. They serve it meat, and it may be mixed with some dairy products. Right, so the question is, can I feed that to my pet? So the Dalma Vava is makel about it, and others are makel. Have dog food or serving it to a goy. Let's say I work in a hospital or something like that. I work in a place and I'm just serving this food. I'm giving it, then I know the person's a non-Jew. So am I allowed? But I'm getting paid for this. So am I allowed to get hanoa? Okay. Again, the assumption is Malkum Hefsin is sort of makel, but some posts are going to make a law together because there's no new Isra Hanoa here because Isra Hanoa is an extension of the Isra Achila. And since there's no Isra Achila here based on Bas Mechalos, there's Isra Achila because of the Vela, but there's no Isra Achila based on Bas Mechalos, therefore the Isra Hanoa can't be added on because it's Isra Hanoa and Isra Achila are intertwined. That's the Rambam in the Kurdish
law. It's a visual.
It's a bishul, most likely. Would
I'm in the kitchen.
Right.
I can't cook.
Right, that's correct. That's correct, yeah. Okay. Then we talked about the iser of, we said that psar dogim, fish, is considered par. That's the mission at the beginning of Cholav Basar. Fish is considered par. So there's no iser of psar dogim in Cholav, we would think. Okay. In fact, again, in English, we don't refer to fish, which is meat. Right, and in Hebrew and Chazal also, the Mishnah says in Kolabasa, also Lavash B'Cholav, or also Lecha B'Cholav, and then I didn't put on the same table. Chutz Mimsar Dogim Mechagom, okay, fish or certain types of insects or whatever, and those things are not considered meat for the purpose of Bas B'Cholav, and therefore it's Mutter. The Beis Yosef has a statement that it's also to eat Dogim milk, okay, because it's some sort of a Sakana. That's what he says, okay. Not allowed to have fish and milk. That would mean no bagels and lox and cream cheese or other types of fish and milk. Fish and milk. So there are Sfaradim who follow that to this day. Who don't eat fish with milk based on this Beis Yosef. Many assume that there's a printing mistake here that's not really what the Beis Yosef meant. He was talking about, based on the Gemara, of having fish with meat. Fish with meat, that's already discussed in the Gemara. We saw the Gemara in Pesachim. That it, somehow fish and meat is considered dangerous to eat them together. It leads to tzaras, if you remember, right? It's kosher of tzaras. Okay? Fish and meat, that's one thing. Okay? But as far as milk and fish with milk, that doesn't seem to be any issue whatsoever. But again, the Beis Yosef quotes it, not in the Shulchan, but the Beis Yosef quotes it, and the Beis Yosef, and therefore there are some people who are among the Sfaradim who are machmir. Okay, then they will not eat fish together with milk. Most Ashkenazim are not worried about that concern. Okay, so we do eat tuna melts with the cheese or lox and cream cheese. And some, not all Sfaradim, I'm not sure, but I guess a few Sfaradim, some people have the practice, they do follow the Beis Yosef, and some people don't. Okay, have fish and milk, just beware that there's such a shita. Okay. or they'll drink something in between. As far as fish with meat, though, as far as fish with meat, that's the Gemara, and that's considered to be a sakana also. What sakana? We're not really familiar with that sakana. There doesn't seem to be any sakana that we know about having fish with meat. What's the problem having fish with meat? So first of all, some say it's only if it was cooked together. That's the case of the Gemara. If you remember, the case of the Gemara was roasted together, the fish and the meat. But even so, we don't usually assume that there's no such danger that we know about. So that we brought up a little bit what's called nishtanu hatvoim. Nishtanu hatvoim. Perhaps certain things in nature change. Nature, when we speak about, I'll just digress for a moment. When we speak about nishtanu hatvoim, it doesn't mean some hocus pocus, you know, that the things applied back then and don't apply now, they apply, because the human nature has changed. You don't have to go on to, I just read an article yesterday, online about allergies. But, now peanut allergies are very, very prominent around here. Okay, when I was in school, and I'm not 500 years old, when I was in school, peanut butter was a staple. When the school lunches, they served whatever, macaroni and cheese, whatever, but they always had on the side for the kids who didn't like that or didn't want that, peanut butter and jelly. Peanut butter was a staple. Today, you can't, you can't serve peanut butter. Many people have peanut allergies. You can serve it, but you have to indicate it, so it wouldn't be a staple. And people have significant allergies. I mean, it's a serious allergy. I personally happen to be allergic to fish, like I mentioned, but that's already not such a common allergy. But and I developed the allergy as an adult, which, by the way, the Shalom HaTvoim, people develop things in adult also. My wife developed an allergy to certain fruits. So that's not such a serious allergy. The skin breaks out a little bit. She can't drink any more strawberries, red grapes, and so on. She can't drink regular wine. She drinks white wine. She can't drink red wine. So even at the Seder, even though at the Pesach we prefer to use red wine, the rest of that red wine, she has white wine. So she can be at the same table. That's not the issue. I can be at the same table as fish. But if I eat fish, I have trouble breathing. So it's a significant allergy. So good to stay away from it. But this article was talking about how in different countries, I just saw this last night, incidentally, how different countries, in Eretz Yisrael, there's a lot less, kids eat bamba, they're fed on it, from the time that they can chew. I think they have to wean from their mother's milk. The bamba's peanuts. You don't have that peanut allergy. I found, in MTA, we take a group of boys every year to Mekor Chaim, which is the yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael and Kfar Etzion. They spend a month there, whatever. So, I'll be accompanying them at the end of December. We'll figure out the schedule. I've got a while to go yet, but after Hanukkah. But anyway, so we always ask the boys, they have to fill out a paper, what allergies they have, because we have to let food preparation people there know, but this boy's allergic to this food and so on. So I asked last year, the head of the yeshiva there, don't you have any boys with this particular allergy? I think it was a nut allergy. And the boy, the yeshiva has 400 students. He said, no, we have not one, 400 boys in the yeshiva. Not one of them has a nut allergy. Here, it's very, very common. So I'm just pointing out that the concept of nishtanu hatoim, can be different climates, different places, what people are used to. It's not, let's say, hocus pocus, the strange things happen. Different people, there are different allergies in different parts of the world, things that some people can tolerate and so on. Anyway, our practice is talking not to eat fish and meat together. So Friday night, when you have gefilte fish before the chicken soup, so you don't eat that together. We have marinades to use separate silverware. You can have a separate fish fork, right? If they serve gefilte fish or salmon or something like that as an appetizer. Okay, have a separate fork, a separate, and the minig is to drink something in between, right, to wash out your mouth in between. So that's our practice. It was also in this context that I mentioned the Taz. The Gemara has in Chulin Daf Yud, the Gemara says, Chamira Sakanta Misura. Now we're even more careful about danger than we are about Isurim. As a result of that, some poskim say that the concept of Bitul Beshishim, or Bitul in general, doesn't apply when you're dealing with a Sakana. Good, you could have 100-1 of the food, but if the food's usher, the food's usher. Okay, why not iser? It's plain iser, it'll be through shishim. But what it's the danger, chamir sakatim isur, you don't want to take any danger. You don't tell the guy, well, there's only a little bit of poison in here. What do you mean? If the poison is potent enough, even a little bit. On the other hand, the truth is, there are certain things which we do ingest which have poisonous things, but you have to take it in certain moderation, it's actually good for you. But in any event, that's the Taz, chamir sakanta meisur. As far as the fish and milk is concerned, so again, Ashkenazim are not worried about that, okay? Although I think I may have showed you the Rabbeinu Bachya, who's earlier, Rishon, writes in his comment on the Chumash, that he asked doctors, and the Taka is, or at least they thought there was a concern, you know, with fish and milk. So there were those who were machmer among the Sfardim, and even among the Sfardim, I said a different practice. Some people say it's only milk, but not butter. Okay, Chassam Sofer is not worried about it. He said, "What do you mean they asked the doctor?" The Rambam was also a doctor. He doesn't quote a bit the Dina. Okay, the next thing, the next Sif, at the end of Sif Gimel, the next piece. I'm just going through some of the major points that we discussed. Cholov Shkedim. Okay, the whole Marizayan question. You have milk, almond milk. Okay, so there's a Marizayan question. The Ramah says, if you're drinking the almond milk with meat, actual red meat, well, that's how we'll go the other way around. He said it first. If you're just eating the almond milk with chicken, so then he says that's fine. You don't need any further steps. Because chicken with milk, regular milk, is only Darbanon, and here it's not regular milk, it's almond milk. It's not milk from a cow, it's not Chalev Imo. So therefore, the only thing is, it looks like milk. But really, more correctly, it's juice. I mentioned to you that the milk industry complains to this day. So someone told me, one of you told me, that that's how they write almond milk, one word. I see on the carton, somebody told me that they write almond milk as one word. Because you're not, the milk industry complains, you can't, why are you calling it milk? It's not milk. It happens to look like milk. Or if you put the chocolate in, it looks like chocolate milk. But it's not really milk. A better description would be it's juice. It's the almonds like a fruit, so it's the produce of the fruit. We call it coconut milk. We call it almond milk. But anyway, so the Ramos have the opinion that if it's only a whole isser with real milk, it's only drabbanon to have chicken. So therefore, with almond milk, it was one step removed, certainly mutter. And I don't need to do anything. There's no myrosine, nothing. But then he writes, but if you're having red meat with almond milk, then you have to have some kind of a hecker. You have to put out the shkedim. You have to put the almonds on the table, the wrapper or something like that on the table. Some sort of a hecker. All right? So really, there are two things that we mentioned emerge from that Ramon. Number one, that there is a concept of myrosine only by deraisa, not by drabbanon. And number two, he said, even when it's deraisa, when there is such a concept of maris ayin can be alleviated through some sort of a heker. So we spent a lot of time discussing both of those points, and there are many who disagree with both of those points. Okay, the Taz and others point out that the Marshal and others say that no, there's maris ayin by drabbanon also. And that's the pashup shot in a number of different gemaras. We saw some of those gemaras. Remember, we saw the gemara about hanging up wet clothes. We saw the gemara about cleaning out a pipe that got clogged with leaves and junk. So we said, he said, by drabbanon and so on. There is maris ayin by drabbanon also. So how does the shach? What's the Shach talking about? The Shach also seemed, I'm sorry, the Shach said, what's Ramo talking about? There's no Maris Ayin by Darbanon. Yes, there is. Okay. And what does he mean to compare it to Dams? We look back and then, you know, the Siman about Dam, you have to have the Kashkasim, you know, the inside. So you see, is it okay for a human being? Put it there, it's there by itself. We discussed some of those issues. Okay. We assume La Halacha, that Taz points out, La Chatkhila will be, remember the Marshal mentioned that on Purim. Remember, the practice was to have chicken with milk, but he said you should have, they were Purim, people were interested in shtick. So in those days also, so they would cook a chicken together with milk, and it looks funny, don't worry, it's only almond milk. Okay, so they would do that, but he said you need to have some sort of a heker. So the chatchila, anyway, we should be choshish for the chumah and require a heker, even a drabbanon, okay? Maybe makom choli is moved to be makom and so on. But many assume that either Rabbanon is Maris Ayin as well. The Piskei Tshuva here, we saw, made a very, very important distinction with regard to this whole discussion of Maris Ayin, because after all, what good does it do to make a heker? I thought we say that even Chadre Chadarim, right? Once something is also it's Maris Ayin, so it's a bona fide Yisuf, no one's going to see it, nobody knows about it, right? So we mentioned that the Piskei Tshuva says the whole problem is only when it's in public. Okay, but a person with Chadre Chadarim, no, he said Chadre Chadarim, that's how he answers the problem of the Shach against the Ramah. The Chadre Chadarim, that's only by an Issa D'Raisa. But an Issa D'Rabbanon, there's no Chadre Chadarim. Then it doesn't apply. It only applies if it's Bifarhesia. Okay, and that's why the Ramah wrote, that's a Piskei Tshuva, says that's why the Ramah wrote, a private person was having some chicken with milk, he doesn't have to do anything because there's no Chadre Chadarim. Okay, the Chadre Chadarim is only by Nisa D'Oraisa. Okay, and the problem is only when it's done before Hesed. But otherwise, he said there's room to be Mako. They said that's what the Ramah means. Again, it's a very interesting and important interpretation. I think we pointed out the problem is it doesn't say that. Ramo doesn't say that, but that's how the Pesachei Tshuva learns. We also mentioned that there are perhaps two different issues in regard to Marisayim. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out there are two different psukim that we learn Marisayim from, right? There's one pasuk, Lifneiver. You shouldn't do something that's going to tempt somebody else to make a mistake. Okay, and that's one aspect of Marisayim. Okay, we distinguish between Marisayim and Chashodo. Okay, Chashodo is, I'm not worried about anything to somebody else, I'm interested in that people are going to think ill of me. Okay, that's V'yisem Nekiyim, Hashem Yisrael. One, you hear the two issues of Marisayim. One issue of Marisayim, somebody's going to see that the rabbi did this, I can do it also. He won't realize that it was Shaydim milk. I saw the rabbi, I was in the rabbi's house, he had a glass of milk with his chicken. He had a glass of milk with his meat. He didn't realize it was Shaydim meat. On the other hand, we're not concerned what people are going to learn from it, but the answer to the issue of Kshada, that's learned from the Pasuk of, what do you call it, of Yisim Nekiyim, Hashem Yisrael. Right, by the Tanai B'nai God of B'nai Ruvain, they had to fight first, and they had the Nekiyim Hashem Yisrael. So we mentioned the Mishnah, that's why the treasurer who came to the Beis HaMikdash didn't have any pockets in his clothing or folds where he could sneak out some of the coins by himself. We also mentioned the important comment of the Plesi, okay, who says that when it's known, okay, when it's public knowledge and so on, so there may not be any, there's no Isser Marisayim when everybody knows that this exists. Right, to this particular type of thing. He said that we got shkedim. Everybody knows that people make milk out of shkedim. So you do it, you don't have to worry, oh, someone's going to think it's real milk. Everyone knows it's shkedim milk. So he's not worried about the problem of the chashod over there. Okay? I think I mentioned Rabbi Yosef as a tshuva that's why today, and again, in my lifetime, I remember when they served margarine, okay, or they served the coffee, what do you call it, coffee made, you know, non-dairy creamer. They brought it out in the box. You had a fleishig meal. I still remember that my mother, the margarine was on the little plate, but it was in the wrapper. As you cut the piece, you know, instead of just bringing the yellow stick out on the plate, it was in the margarine wrapper. If it was a fleishig meal, it was in the margarine wrapper. That's how she was taught. You cut the piece, and then you just peeled off the, you know, the tinfoil that's around it. But you served it in the wrapper because otherwise it's marisana. It looks like butter. How are you serving butter with a fleishig meal? However, Rabbi Yosef writes that today, when it's de rigueur, everyone knows. So you go to a fancy bar mitzvah and so on and so forth, a fancy wedding. After the meeting is over, they bring you a cup of coffee. And if those who drink coffee, I don't, but they'll bring you a cup of coffee and I'll have milk. They're all the non-dairy creamer. You don't have to ask for the box. And it's understood. And the same thing with Parva ice cream. You don't have to bring out the box. And so somebody asks, you can show them. They're not required. So if something becomes so accepted, it also obviates the problem of Marisayim. As far as then we spoke about Chalav Isha in the Sif Dalad, breast milk and mother's milk, okay, which again the Mechaber mentions you shouldn't cook anything in there because of Marisayim. Okay, we talked a little bit from there about Besar Odom altogether, okay, consuming human flesh altogether, which the Rambam defines as an Isser Aseh. Okay, it's an Isser Aseh because it says, as Zeh Tochlu, and the Torah lists off what the things are that you're allowed to eat. Is that tochlu then? And so therefore, an isra say. It's an isra derived from an asay. Okay? As a result of that, that's why, wait a minute, so why should breast milk be allowed if human flesh is not allowed? So we usually assume, kalayotzim and asar. Right? Anything which comes from a forbidden product is forbidden as well. For example, I mean, where does it come from that, first of all, we talked, I think, how do we know milk is mutter altogether? Right, why is milk mutter altogether? Shouldn't it be a problem of yotzer and aser and so on? Why, or even menachai? Right, there's a byproduct of the human body, so why is milk? So Gemara says a few different answers. One of the answers is because the Torah describes Eretz Yisrael as Eretz Zavas Cholav Adosh, and the Torah would not describe a praise when by referring to a product not allowed to eat. So you're allowed to eat it. Okay. What about Psar Adam? Though you're not allowed to eat Psar Adam. So the Rambam says, because it's only an Isra Aseh, the din of Yotzim and Aser doesn't apply. There's no din of Yotzim and Aser. We're dealing with an Isra Aseh. Okay? Okay. Let's see what else. So the reason why, I think we said, the reason why Bishul, you know, the reason why Bishul is different, he said perhaps there's no mar assigned by Bishul in that case, because, you know, you can say that it's a tzorach for other purposes. All right, we'll move on. The next thing we talked about, the other byproduct of a creature besides milk is eggs, right? Beitzim. So what happens if you shack the bird and you find Beitzim inside? So we said there are different stages of development. We actually had a few different shitas, okay? The chel bone is the albumin, that's the white of the egg. The chelmon is the yolk, the yellow part of the egg, and there's a shell. Okay, so what's the story with Beitzim and Imtsoim, Imacholov, Imalf rather? Okay, you find eggs with the, that's the Sivhei, on Beitzim and Imtsoim, Baalfos, so the Shochra, Imim Gemuros, if they're finished. What does Gemuros mean? What do you mean the eggs are fully finished? What do you mean finished? So the Shulchan Aruch says, like the Rashba, like some Rishonim, Sheish Lahem Chelbon V'Chelmon. They don't have to necessarily have the shell developed yet. That's already, and even if they're Mu'ur B'Gidin, they're still connected to the mother hen, but still, if it has a Chelbon V'Chelmon, that's what he says is completely Gemuros. Other posts can be quoted, the Bach, who said, no, it has to be completely, completely developed, meaning even with the shell. Okay? And others say just one. All you need is the chalmon to be developed. Anyway, just a second. Yeah. Okay. Let's see now. Okay. Yeah, then we looked into, okay, let's assume the Beitz is a mutter, okay, the Beitz is mutter, but why is, all right, it's not a problem of Eben Achai, right, it's not a problem of Eben Achai, but, you know, but shouldn't it be Fleishigs? We assume today like that. We assume any eggs found inside the chicken is in fact fleshes. It is in fact fleshes. I think we distinguish. Distinguish the shame basar from tam basar. No, did I mention that? It's called meat or it's tam basar. We had that distinction. Okay. Good. Okay. Then going over to the type of cooking. So we mentioned ishun and chamei tveria. Right? Ishun, where you smoke the food, it's not really, there's no fire in the conventional sense. And the question whether it's parallel to Shabbos or not. Bechamei Tveri also, it's heated up by the heat from the earth. Okay, so what if you cook something there? And the practical nafkamina we mentioned with regard to that was the microwave, right? Which is not a normal source of heat. Okay, so we mentioned Moshe Feinstein, it is considered Bishul Doraisa, Shlomo Zalman disagreed. Okay, and afkun fechol Shabbos and other things regarding the microwave, because the heat source is not the normal heat source. That's about Ishun. Siv Zion. Actually, before we get to the rest of Sivvav, yeah, remember I told you why I wasn't sure why in Sivvav certain things were put together there. We mentioned that. No, I wasn't sure about the order in Sivvav. But anyway, Sivvav then goes on to talk about Cholov Midrabanan, what's called Mei Cholov. Okay, Mei Cholov is the liquid that's left over after you partially make it into cheese. But we distinguish between Mei Cholov and Mei Cholov. And the problem is, sometimes some posts can use it one way, some posts can use it the other way. I think I referred to the first separation and the second separation. Right? It's called Nesuva de Chalva. Okay? Mei Chalva, Nesuva de Chalva is the liquid that's left over when you process the cheese and the milk, and whatever, the milk and the cheese, rather, whatever is left over in the top. Some sort of milk is left over. So that may be Chalva Dravana. Okay? The question is, when did it stop being milk? All right, if I just have some liquid, it's watery, certainly by the second separation, So what's left of just water, it's not called milk at all for bas v'chalav purposes. That's called nesuva d'chalva. Okay? That's machlok v'yishon of which state. Okay, which state? Yeah, we talked also a little bit about Ben Pakua, I forgot to mention this earlier. Okay, Ben Pakua is an animal that doesn't need shechita because it was found inside the mother. Maris Aina do need shechita. Okay, so what it said, we said, Cholav Mesa, or Cholav Shechuta is Osir Machila Drabana. Osir Machila Drabana. Cholav Zohar, milk produced by a male, whether a human being or an animal, okay, we say that's also in Darbona because of Maris Ayin. Okay, so then we mentioned the four chumras of the Ramah. Remember, the Ramah had four chumras at the end of the Sif, at the end of Sif Hay. Okay, there's four chumras. We got from early Rishonim we saw. So one is that it's also to heat up a kedera that a goy is cooking in. Okay, a chumra. Now, I gave you the example of this public source of fire, lots of people with their pots on. You're going to stoke the coals, you end up cooking the food for the goy. Or if the goy comes into your house, even if he's cooking up 100% kosher food, okay, but he's using his pot. So the chumra, why is it a chumra? Because maybe that pot was used for bas v'chalav. And it's blias of bas v'chalav. Or maybe the guy's cooking milk in it right now and use it an hour ago for meat somewhere else. So the mamash and it's cooking up bas v'chalav. Okay, we mentioned the Rosh Hashulchan in each one of these four cases. If you look back at the notes, in each one of these four cases, the Rosh Hashulchan explains why it's only chumra, why it's not mikra din. It's far fetched, it's too many steps removed, and so on. But we also discuss in this context psikresha. Right, when we discuss psikreshul shavar and psikreshul asin, okay, the case of the flies, okay, is it a problem of psikresha over here? Okay, it's a dover shem miskaven. That's what Kibbeger writes. He's not trying to cook. What's the problem? He's stoking a fire for his own needs. Okay, so what's the problem with the happens to be that a guy benefits from it? The answer is it's not his intention. The answer is yeah, psikreshul. It's definitely going to happen. However, some don't apply psik reisha over here, because psik reisha does not apply in something that already happened. Psik reisha means what I'm doing now is a suffix whether there's an issue going to happen or not. Psik reisha means it's definitely going to happen. But there's a suffix in my action right now, okay? But it's not based on what happened before, right? The case of the flies in the drawer, okay? If there are indeed flies in the drawer, so now my closing is trapping the flies. If I close the drawer or the chest or whatever it is, it's definitely trapping the flies. Okay, if there are flies there, the only suffix is, are there flies there? Okay, but usually the question is, will my act cause a problem now? Dragging a bed across the room, the classic situation with the Shem Miskaven case, I don't know if it's going to make a ridge or not. Nothing definite in the mix. See the distinction? We mentioned that distinction over here also in connection with this Ramah. The second Chumar the Ramah was to mix water that you use for, you know, flesh washing, flesh and cannon, water that you make, well, wash for, use for washing milk and cannon and so on, you know, feed it to this water to your pet, okay? Again, because they have bas v'chalav in that, you use the, you had a tub, you had a basin, a sink, in which you washed flesh in the kapat. Now you have another sink, a basin, where you wash milk in the kapat. Okay, so you're going to mix that water together and feed it to the pets, that's bas v'chalav. Again, it's only a chumrah, because most of the time, it's not their visuals, it's not hot. Okay, it's only a problem with myrosis, so it's only a chumrah not to do. The third chumrah was a shampoo. It was made from ashes, and included bas v'chalav ashes. Okay? So again, some say it's a chumrah, because once it's made into ashes, it's a change its appearance. Okay? Exerted and apply in that case. And the fourth one, where you have a pot that's used to heat the house, steam the house during the wintertime. Okay, so you're not allowed to use that for bas v'chalav because things splatter into it and so on. The shach says it's only chumrah because even if it splatters in, it's hot in the house. I mentioned that's a grates. the grates inside the oven or the grates on the stovetop, okay? Aren't we worried about something splattering? Why can't I, maybe I should have to have in the oven separate grates, the milk and inflation. We don't assume like that, why not? Because even if something splatters, it's so hot, it's self-kosher, you know, it's kosher immediately. Okay, you know, the grates, you asked about the grates, you know, when you go traveling, you know, that's what I'm saying. But even the grates inside the oven, forget those coils. But to the grates, it's, why should we be allowed to use a muscle call? The answer is because when it spills on it, it gets kosher right away. Okay, so that's why it's a chumrah in the Ramah. Good. The next thing we're talking about is mevashel shulya, okay, or ginevat samos, or something like that, it's potter. And the same thing with eating it, all right? Now, the Shach made a distinction, we're talking about bones and so on, there's soft bones and hard bones. We had a steer from some of the Shulchan Aruch later, okay, we made a chilek between soft bones and hard bones. We talked in this connection about achshavei, where a person considers something to be food, okay, and we mentioned that's a Hilchos Pesach question. You know, with medicine, that's the whole issue with medicines. Is taking medicine that considered like food because you're ingesting it? We made a distinction between medicines that have flavor, it's tasty, and so on. So does your act of wanting to eat it to qualify it as achshavei? Okay. We also had the case in the Pesach Tshuva where they found a bone, a hollow bone, inside the vat of milk. Maybe it had mochen, and maybe it had the marrow in it, and it spilled out, and so on. The question we asked, what do you mean? People got to ask, but the bone itself is also, okay? The answer is no, that's achshavei, you're going to use it. Okay, so we mentioned that. We also mentioned, I spoke for a little bit about, actually the next simon, next sif rather, okay? The Mechaber mentions, before we get to that, what about the cholavan into the keva? Okay, the milk that's in the stomach. And we said that's a problem because sometimes the word keva refers to the stomach and sometimes refers to the congealed milk in the stomach. Okay, so what's the story with cholav and into the keva? So we have three sheets of Mishon. Rashi holds it's absolute milk completely. The Rav on the Rif says it's pure Shiva alma, it's just waste, it's refuse. Okay, and then the middle sheet of Inatam said it depends whether it's still liquidy or it depends whether it's already congealed. Okay, and the Mechaber passes it to Rambam, the Rambam like the Inatam. Okay, and then the Marshal is in more Machmer, he says like Rashi. Okay, and we said the Chachmazon says you should be Machmer unless it's a Machmer of Hefsin Beruba. All right, then we talked about being Mamid, Becholov Shabitocha Keva. Okay, being Mamid in the milk that's inside, what do you Mamid? You make cheese. Okay, so the way they make cheese is cheese requires an enzyme called rennet. And the rennet is often found, I mean, today there's other means of getting rennet and so on, and artificial rennet, but the original rennet is that the rennet is found in the lining of the stomach of the animal. And so what they would do is either put the milk inside the stomach, okay, that's not going to yield too much cheese. So what they would do is they have a big vat of milk and they would toss in this part of the stomach and it would sit there and the enzyme would act on the milk. And over there on the left, that's how they would make cheese. Different types of cheese requires more acting of the enzyme and so on and so forth. So so we said that it's so being mamed with milk from the keva, so according to the Mechaber, this really shouldn't be a problem because it's not milk. Right? The Mechaber paskin like the Rashbo, like those who are shown around the Rif, I mean, well, it's not milk both, it shouldn't really be a problem at all because this is not the. However, he says he's machmon chatchila because of the tam basar issue. Okay, now the Ramah says that he talks about the bitul b'shishim and so on. Okay, he says you really have to make sure there's no shishim in it to make if there's shishim in the milk, then it's okay. But the question is, what do you mean? Why does shishim help? Okay, if it's a davar hamamid, we assume the davar hamamid is filled by elef lo batul. That's what Shulchan Aruch says here. Davar hamamid is not batul at all. So again, that's where we drew the distinction between if you're using keva shel nevela, because we said cheese made by a goy, right? It's a keva of a nevela. So, but even if it's a kosher animal, even if it's keva of a kosher animal, shouldn't it be a problem of bas mechala? So why does why does bitul b'shishim work? And that was the shas kasha. Then we mentioned that the chumra of davar hamamid is only applicable when the davar hamamid is a davar ha'osar. Right? If the davar, which is a mamid, is itself osar, it's never a chumra, it's never batal. What if the davar hamamid is itself mutter? The davar hamamid itself is mutter. Like, for example, in the, using the stomach lining of a kosher animal, so the davar mamet is not mutter, okay? Because it's kosher. It's only a problem of what? Mixing with milk. It's only a bas v'cholov problem. Yeah, but bas v'cholov is only applicable when what? When there's nesinas tam. So there's no nesinas tam, so therefore it's bitul b'shishin. That's an important one that we mentioned within that regard. What else? Okay. What about the Ramah mentions that they would dry out. Sometimes they would dry out the Or HaBosar and they would use it to, as a container, make it into a canteen or something, use a container. That would be milk. Okay? That would hold milk. Okay? Is that allowed? So again, when it's Nisiyabesh and Rabbi Huda, it's not either Poka Yisuro, or others say it's not Nosin Tam. Okay? But either way, that becomes Mutter. And I mentioned to you briefly when I saw you some of the chubas, that's the whole gelatin shayla. The whole gelatin shayla, or most of the gelatin shayla is around that question. Because it comes from the bones, or even perhaps the skin, and perhaps you're a non-kosher animal, but it's been dried out and processed and who knows what. So therefore, there's no issue. Okay? Did I mention when I told the director I mentioned about our Roman with the Omen Alei Adar? I told him about what I mentioned I said it was connected to the Sedra, huh? Yeah, but that's what I thought, right? That's what I thought I mentioned, yeah. So that was with the Malbim in last week's Sedra. This question of gelatin, or this question of, you know, of taking something from an animal, okay, that's dried out and processed and changed and so on, relates to perhaps this whole question now of this so-called, clean meat, to have a hamburger that was made from without slaughtering the animal. They took from the muscle tissue, okay, and they formed it into meat, made a hamburger out of it without slaughtering an animal. So it's good for the environmentalists and animal people. And so on and so forth. Well, good. You can now go ahead and make meat just by taking a biopsy. Right now it's extraordinarily expensive, but once they perfect it, it won't be. So the question is, what's the status of that going to be? So we mentioned the Malbim says something created through the Sefer Yetzirah, is not subject to the laws of Bas V'Cholov. That's why Avraham Avinu could feed Bas V'Cholov to the Malachim. So we mentioned that the Sefer Yetzirah is lav dafka some kind of a magical, supernatural thing, but rather harnessing the power of nature to create something in an unusual fashion, but maybe it shouldn't have the status of bosa. So I mentioned that that's what Rav Shechter thought, that the meat that's created this way would not be fleshix, would not be subject to bosa v'cholov, based on this malbim, which the Cheshek Shlomo quotes in the back of the Shulchan Aruch, Dr. Chua quotes that they quote this malbim, but Sefer Yetzirah is not. I also found a Russian Gestalt, who was a Posek and Eretz as well presently, also writes that something made safe for you too. That's human endeavor. It's not hocus pocus. It's it's how to do it. I mentioned the Gemara has in Sanhedrin that I think Chananya and Rav Oshi every Friday would study safe for you too, and they'd make a lamp for Shavuot for Shabbos. Okay, instead of going to the grocery store to buy the food, they would learn safe for you too, and they would create their own animal. Okay, yeah. And I think the point is that the Sefer Yetzirah, according to that approach, is something which is unusual. So this is also through Sefer Yetzirah. It looks supernatural, but it's not really. I mentioned to you, right, that if someone would come in today from who knows where, to fly in from the 1700s, and he would see electric lights, he would see things that we take for granted today. You think it's a miracle, you think it's supernatural. It's not. We know it. It's through science. I still remember, anyone ever go to the Franklin Museum in Philadelphia, ever done the Franklin Institute? So I remember when I was in the 8th grade, that was our 8th grade graduation trip, we went to Philadelphia, okay, and we went to the Franklin Institute, and they had the thing we thought was absolutely the coolest thing possible. You come inside, you sit down, and you talk on the phone, and your friend was, on the other side of the room, and you could see him, right? So it was a big thing, I could talk on the phone, I'm talking to my friend, and on the screen, I could see him, and we thought that was like the absolute coolest thing. No, big deal. Everyone can do it on their own phone now. You FaceTime, whatever. It's a joke. Right? But at that time, we thought that, wow, that's an unbelievable thing. So Is it supernatural? Of course not. You know, we know it's a science. And after the Sefer Yetzirah is anyway. So maybe related to the gelatin question. And the question is also again: can the gelatin come from a non-kosher animal? Well, if you say that it's completely dried out, completely processed, completely changed, so that's not called meat anymore. That's not because you can even come from a non-kosher animal. That already. Chaim Moser was makel, but that already people didn't like. Moshe Feinstein didn't care. Even though I'm the same as makel, Moshe Feinstein said we wouldn't go that far. Anyway, so it's the same question over here. And finally, again, about being mamid, Bor Kavis Kshera, we also talked about the Indian of Zevzeh Gorim. That relates to this other super hamburger also, it's a clean hamburger also, genetically engineered hamburger. Zevzeh Gorim. Zevzeh Gorim means it's not really Dabar Mamid. Dabar Mamid means when that's the only thing. And I think we saw the Shach Mataz that Dabar Mamid is only when, without that, it wouldn't be Mamid at all. But it goes the other way too. Sometimes you have two things that are Dabar Mamid. So Zevzeh Gorim, so for example, the Gemara talks about a field which was fertilized with, did I mention this to him? It's fertilized with Avodah Zarah fertilizer. You're allowed to use the produce in that field because it came from Avodah Zarah. Or you have an animal that's fed feed. Or chicken, it's fed chicken feed from that had been used, the feed was used for Avodah Zarah. So again, the assumption is that other things go into it, so it's Zevzeh Gorim, so therefore it's mutter. So that's going on this issue of the, I don't know if I told you this, but on this issue of this hamburger, you know, this genetically engineered hamburger, the Esav Shechta confirmed this. He said that he thinks it would be non-fleshes, because that's not called meat. Okay, meat means something that comes about through normal, you know, it's born of an animal and so on and so forth. And this is not meat. I don't know what it is, but it's not meat, and therefore it wouldn't be fleshy. But I asked him, well, does it have to come from a kosher animal? An animal that's reshechted already. And then he said, yeah, because otherwise it's yotzim and also. So I said, well, what about Zevzeh Gorim? So he acknowledged it was a point. So he said, I had to think further about it. We also mentioned about Eim Mevat Nisil Chathila. I just want to throw this point in. We're not Mevat Nisil Chathila, but we mentioned that Eim Mevat Nisil Chathila, it's not an Isser. The act, right? I think I told you that, right? It's not the act is usher to go ahead and mevatel, but it's the result. You're not allowed to have hanah from something which was produced that way. Not that it's an iser of ein levat iser hafila. Okay, just that the act is different. Okay? All right, I think those are the major points. No, I think we covered the most of the major points. Bez Hashem, tomorrow, and I just ran through quickly. I don't know if I mentioned anything or not. Okay? Okay, so we'll stop over here, and Bez Hashem, tomorrow I have to run to a chasam. So tomorrow we'll start with the ches, and the material is on your by your makom. Okay.